Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nachman Shiyichu. In Parashas Va'era, Perek Vav Pasuk Chavav, it's based in the Torah Meinu Rabbeinu L'Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says, Hu Aaron Moshe, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. So it says there, first Aaron and then Moshe. And then it says Moshe's name and then Aaron. Rashi says sometimes Aaron comes first, sometimes Moshe comes first. To tell us that they're equal. So when it comes to the relationship to Bnei Yisrael, to take them out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk was Makdim Aaron. And when it comes to the Medavrim El Paro, the Pasuk was Makdim Moshe. You see that in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Chavav, it says that Aaron and Moshe were told to take the Jews out of Egypt. And in the next pasuk, Hema medabrim el Paro, it's pasuk Chav Zayin, they spoke to Paro, and that's that says first Moshe and then Aaron. And again, Rashi says that it's telling you that they're equal. Now, with regard to the moifes of the Nachash, I'd like to explain what this teaches us, and that is that a Nachash is a chaya she'ein la tzura kvua. It doesn't have a set tzura, this chaya, because sometimes it's straight, and sometimes it's crooked. It's round. That's a snake. And that relates to what it says in the Pasuk, V'anachash ha'ar mikol chayis ha'sadeh. The Nachash was naked or clever from all of the animals of the field. The more classical translation is clever. And through his cleverness, through his cunning, he was able to get Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And so it doesn't have a set tzura. Whatever it has to do in order to get what it wants, that's what the snake does. And so too, in Yetzer Hara, the Nachash is merame a person in a cunning way. And that the Gemara says, Margala b'pume da'abaye, la'olam yehe adam orum b'yira. Rashi says, la'harim b'chol minei orma li'yira z'bayma. A person should always be clever in his yira. And Rashi says, he should use all of his cunningness, his cunning, his cleverness, to fear Hashem. Now this condition, that it should be li'yira z'boro, from the essence of man, he has to be a tamim. Yaakov was an ishtam. He has to be a simple person. He shouldn't be a cunning person. He has to be honest. He has to be straight. However, he also has to have weapons against the Yetzer Hara. Like Yaakov Avinu himself says, this same Ishtam says, Ochi v'ani b'ramos, Rashi, Bereishis 29:12. B'ot she'be'etzem huso tzor she'edavka yosher v'tam. Like Rashi explained on the Ishtam. In other words, when you're dealing with a lovon, you have to be a shtikl ramai. You have to know how to be more cunning than he is. But in general, one's essence has to be one of honesty, straightforwardness. Like Rashi says in the Pasuk Ishtam, Einoi boki b'chol eile, keliboi kein piv, mi she'eino chorif l'ramos koroi tam. He's not an expert in all these things. Like his heart, so is his mouth. Somebody who is not sharp to fool people, it's called a tam. And that's what the Ramban says. that he's called Yeshurun. Why is he called Yeshurun? Because Hafach Akov Lemishol. Yeshurun means straight, so he made what was crooked straight. וכבר אמר אחד מגדולי המשכילים בעבודת השם שהטוב רבוסי של תום אמתי עם השם אלוהיכו. תום אמתי is a big tough, עין שם בבעל הטורים. So that's to include all of the cunning that one has to use with his tmimus. So says the pasuk, אני חוכמה עם wisdom, שכנתי, I dwelled עורמה with cunning. Mishlei 8:12. So in other words, you have to have tmimus. You have to be honest, you have to be straight, you have to be straightforward, you have to be upright. However, for Avodas Hashem, when the situation requires it, one has to know how to use cunning as well. So it emerges that there's always a big test, and Beirurim, these clarifications that are incumbent on a person. And a person has to know that his essence is Tmimus, and the cunning is only used in certain circumstances, but it's not his essence. And not chas v'shalom, the opposite. We find by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before he died, he cried, and he said, there are two pathways before me, and I don't know which way they're taking me. So one of the Chachmei Avodah said that it's clear that he knew that all of his days he was osek in Torah and Arutz's Torah. But Dafka, because of that, he has this deep idea to understand that it's not enough that he was Osek in Torah. Was this his Mahus? In other words, a person has to change not just what they do, but who they are. And a person's Mahus has to be honesty. The two inyanim, there's what you do. Sometimes people act against their Mahus, for better or for worse. And then there's who you are. So you have to not only do good things, but you have to be good. And Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I don't know if this was my essence. Well, this Harbatz's Torah. Lo'olam ye'adam arum b'yira. It says, a person should always be cunning in his yira, and not yarei ba'orma. And not fear when he's being cunning. His essence should be the yira. And in his yira, he has to know how to use cunning at times. The heart of man is very, very complex. Until the Creator says, I am Hashem, bochein kloyos v'leiv, Jeremiah 17:10, al pi ha-pasuk hazeh. I am Hashem, who investigates the kidneys and the heart. Hashem isn't an internist, a doctor. He's a Rofei Chol Basar, but he's talking here in the Ruchnius. And the Paitan says in Tfilas Ne'ila, Chon Yachon, ki Yevchon Lev Akov Lahachina, ki Asa Elokim et Adam Yashar, v'hem Bekshu Chishvonos Rabi. Say that in Eila time, it says at the beginning, Yachbienu tzel yado tachas kanfe ashchina, we're asking that Hashem should protect us, hide us in the shadow of his hand under the Shechina, should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, he should be mashur with the Shechina and protect us. And then chon yachon ki yivchov lev lachina. In other words, we should always remain Lachsos Betzel Habore, who's Bochen Lev Akov. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very aware of what's going on in our hearts. Because God made man straight, and he was Mechashev Chishvonos Rabim. And man always has Chishbonos, always thinking, how is this going to affect me? What are people going to say about me? Is this going to be good? Is this going to benefit me? Unfortunately, we have a lot of personal interests involved, unfortunately. person learns, when a person meets the Yetzer Hara, that was Meramehim, when a person meets with the Yetzer that is trying to get him to sin with cunning, then we have to use our cunning. So we have it, we have that capacity, we have to make sure that our essence is good, and we only use this cunning in order to beat the Yetzer Hara, who tries to outsmart us. Now we can explain what the Gra says, that Yaakov comes with Mirma in a seemingly dishonest way against Esav to take the brachas, corresponding to the Nachash, who's Esav. Esav comes mikoach ha-Nachash. As it says in the Pasuk, Va'esav ish sadeh, Onkelos says, Gever bin Nachashirchon. So there's a big debate what Nachashirchon is, but you see in there the word Nachash. So Esav is coming mikoach the Nachash. And that's why Yaakov now has to come to Mirma against Esav. Because the Nachash is so cunning, Yaakov has to outsmart him. He has to use his own Mirma. And that's what the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, we spoke about this in a shir some time ago, explains that Moshe was Taveh from Parah Derech Shloshes Yomim, even though they didn't come to plan to come back after 3 days. It looks like it's Mirma, but they had to be metaking the Mirma of the Nachash. The Nachash used its Mirma, now we're using the Mirma for something good. So we discussed that at length in a shir, this idea of this Derech Shloshes Yomim. But Tzrich Bi'ur. What's the point? What's the point of using this orma, this cunning? So the oimek is, the depth is, that we have to be metakin yisod ha'olam, and we have to be machzu the metzias of orma to the shorish. Shu anaf ha'yosha, chol b'riyato metziyuto shalam mimiyut ba'olam. We have to, everything in this world has a purpose. We have to use everything in this world for good things, for the right thing. And Orma also has a purpose. And the purpose of Orma is to serve Hashem. Not for bad, so we have to use it for the right thing, not for the wrong thing. It has to be Meshamesh Yosher. You know, if somebody is dealing with Nazis, he's trying to fool a Nazi. So then Orma is a good thing. If somebody's trying to save someone's life, safe from evil. Orma is a good thing. Yaakov says to Esav, we'll meet up in Har Seir. Har Seir. Not now, in like 5,000 years. V'alo Moshim b'har tzion l'shpot es har Esav. You have to sometimes use that Orma for good things. The whole line of creation is that the world is going l'kras ha-geula. B'achris ha-yamim. בכל המקרים הרי הם רק פרטי פרטים שמצטרפים. למהלך הקו הזה הוא היושר. Everything that happens in the world to bring us to Achris Hayamim is part of the process that brings us in this line towards the Geula. In other words, the world has a tachlis, the world has a purpose, the world has a direction. In Briyas Shemayim Varetz HaChitzoni Yesh Lo Panim Pnimi Im Aseres HaDibros HaMovilim Lachris HaYomim. So then there are these 10 Dibros that bring us to the end of days. And in Yiras Shemayim and Briyas Shemayim Varetz, the external Briya also has Pnimius. That's the 10 Ma'amoros. And then, in other words, the Chitzonius is the 10 Ma'amoros, and the Pnimius is the 10 Dibros that bring us to Achris Hayamim. And what opened up the, as the Chiddush HaRim says, Hashem is quoted so many times, what opened up the Aseres HaMa'amaros, which showed us the Pnimius, which brought us to the Pnimius, the Aseres HaMakas, Each maka relates to one of the mamaras, 10 to 1, 9 to 2, etc. And then it peeled off each layer, and then we got to the Aseres HaDibros. Show us what the panimius of the world is, the Torah. Parah said, Lo yadati es havoya. He only mentions Shem Elokim. He recognizes the Teva, but not the Tachlis and the Kivon of Achris Hayamim. So we have the Moifes of the Mata, Lifnei Parosh, and Efach Lenochash. That's Kav Yosher. Shamata Morel, Inyana Yosher, Belisi Buchi. Vayado Mamidet Komaz Kufash El Tzurata Adam. Nasa Lenachash, Lehodia Shak Mimiyut, Ve'al Mumiyut, Unichlal Betocho, Ukianaf Sheotzemi Adam. Below Atzmi Etzlo. The moifes of this mata, of this staff, that turned before power into a snake. That's the kava yosha, that's the straight line. Because the mata is the staff, that shows, that indicates a straight line without complications. And that stands a person up in his komas kufa, in his upright posture. And then it became a nachash. Show that man also has this capacity to be like a nachash, to be cunning. Like the nachash changes its tzura, so too man can. But that's not his atzmius. The atzmius is the matas, being upright, straight. The nibra ratzi esa adam yosho. Asa asa elakim esa adam yosho. Man was made straight. Behema bikshu chishvanos chavim. And they, we have all of our calculations. So the atzmius is straight, and then it can turn into a nachash. And then he held on to the nachash. And it turned back into a mata biyada. But Paro is the opposite. Their muhus is the nachash. And in order to be crooked, they can turn straight. They're yari ba'orma. Their essence is the orma, not the being straight. Therefore it says, Vayivle mata aronis matoisa. Neis besoch neis, after it turned into a mata. Why do we need this miracle? Because that shows that our essence is being a mata. And therefore our mata is our essence. That swallows up their mata, which is not their essence. That's why ours swallows theirs, because it's not essential to them. It's essential to us. Because the paranis chatum are really the nachash. They're not straight. And Aaron, his mata indicates that he really is straight. That's his essence. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. Moshe tying his hand here also saying, Bech Yishma Elai Paro. So the ikar was swallowed up the tefillah. So Moshe claims, I have uncircumcised lips. How's Paro going to listen to me? Hainu she'enei yochol lefatot ulahatim. I can't speak for myself, but the words should speak for themselves. Like God said, Reina Saticha Lukim Leparo La'ava Nechichian Viecha. Atat Dabro is Kol Asher Atzavecha Va'ava Nechichi Dabro Paro. Rashi Atat Dabro Pam Achas Kol Shlichus. That was Moshe's becoming an Elohim, an Elohim, a judge to Paro, and Aaron's being the Navi, Aaron's doing the talking. So you speak it out, and then Aaron will speak it will say it nicely to Paro. Aaron will use his rhetorical powers to speak to Paro. So the Etzema Mishpat is Yashar, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And now Aaron has to make it with Melitza. Aaron has to use his powers of, his rhetorical powers to speak in a more elegant way in order that power should be receptive. Because Aaron makes Pshara, Aaron makes Shalom, that's his Midah. Mutter Lashanas Mipnei Hashalom, Moshe's Din, Moshe's the Dayan, Yikov Adina Sahar. We see in Sanhedrin, Vavam Beis. So Moshe is the Elohim, he speaks once, and then Aaron speaks more gently, congenially, in order that Paro should accept it. So Be'etzem, you have to say the din, what's straight, what's right. And then when it comes down to the world of Metzius, so then Aaron has to tell the Paro in a sweeter, softer way, in a more flexible way. And with this we can explain what it says that they're equal when it comes to the Shlichus of Mitzrayim. Because Moshe's job is to be Yosher, and then Aaron's job is to speak with Hamlotza, with Hatama, to coin elegant phrases, speaking in an advanced way, in a clever way, in order that Paro should accept it, to outsmart Paro. Moshe and Aaron are equal in their jobs. Each one is their job and they're equal. No one's better than one isn't better than the other. And therefore, first it says, Who are and Moshe Amar Hashem Lahem Lotzios Bnei Yisrael? So when it talks about taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim, it says Aaron Umoshe. In other words, Aaron is equated to Moshe. Because we're also saying B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael is Yashar. Even the word Yisrael is Yashar Kel. Going straight with Hashem. So when we're also saying with B'nai Yisrael, Hotziu as B'nai Yisrael, there the equation is that even Aaron is Shakul Keneged Moshe. Moshe's job is to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And Aaron is Shakul Keneged Moshe. That's the Chiddush. Who Aaron and Moshe? The next pasuk says they're speaking to Paro. Well, Moshe of Aaron, even though the Foal Aaron is the one who's talking to Paro. But Moshe is equated to him because Moshe says his words and then Aaron gives it over to Paro, but it all starts with Moshe. So here we equate Moshe as even equal like Aaron. First we say when it comes to taking the Jews out, even Aaron is equal to Moshe. And as far as being metaken the Armumius, very hard for a person to be omed on his Shorash Mahus. Many different Abchanos. Many different ways of discerning this. We have the parish of Tzitzis of Yitzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this mitzvah of Tzitzis, you have the strings. You go round and round. But ultimately, they're straight. And that's the makor for Asei Deicha Lo Sisei. The tzitzis is doicha kalayim we have in Yevamos 4. The Mishnah says in kalayim 9:8 that the transgressor nalos who may leave who has aviv shebashamayim. That he's perverted, naloz, umeliz, he causes his father in heaven to avert himself from him. That's the akmumius shebelev. That's the crookedness of the heart. So you have the tzitzis, which is straight, and that's doiche kalayim, which is the crookedness. So this tikkun is the yoshe shebechutei atzitzis. That's doiche the yisushatnis. And that is Merami's the pasuk Meshech Chazducha liyodecha, Bitzitkascha liyishuei leiv. Draw your chesed to those who know you, and your righteousness to those of a straight heart. Leiv azel b'shorash lamed beis chutei atzitis, shebesof habeged, shenasu michulios chutei yosher. What does it mean? Bitzitkascha liyishuei leiv. This leiv is 32. How many strings are there? And our tzitzis is 32. 8 strings. Right, they're really 4, but it comes out to 8. When they go down, there's 4 and 4. And then we have that 4 times at 4 corners. 8 times 4 is 32. So that's the lev chutei tzitzis shebesof habeget, that they come from being crooked, being round and round, being straight, to being chutei yosher. V'tzitzkascha liyishrei lev, the tzitzis. And that's the psichas hadiburim to paro, v'ni b'chori Yisrael. That's my son is the b'chor. In other words, what's atzmi to the bria, the true rachis of the bria, the true tachlis of the bria, is the b'chor Yisrael, and that keneged the b'chor Mitzrayim, who's tafel. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.